The Go Cleanse Health Conversation is officially underway. Welcome to the show. Welcome to the podcast. Thank you to everybody who shares the show, gets something from it, turns it on to a friend. That's the way this show grows, and it's been growing. I think it's crazy. I think it's so weird that a show like this, that is basically for, you know, health and wellness, has people listen because they like the way we banter back and forth. It is the comments we're getting.
It's all Scott's fault.
Yeah, it's, you know, Scott and I are like one person against you.
Right, two against one.
But yeah, people have commented it a lot, so we appreciate it. Scott and Peter, the guys behind Go Cleanse, are here right now to answer all your questions. And how the hell are you guys doing?
Great,
Terry.
Good to know. All right, well, you guys want to just get right into it, or do you have anything right now that you've stumbled across that you're super excited about, Peter?
Oh, don't. Peter's going to take the whole damn show if we do that, Terry. Come on.
That's all right.
I'll intersperse as we go. I do have some new stuff, but I'll put it in at the appropriate time.
Oh, man.
As long as it doesn't set me off.
Like the professional podcaster you truly are. All right.
That's right.
Here we go. It says the first whatever they're called.
Success stories.
Yeah,
success
thank story. You. I could have all scrolled right. down and seen where I wrote it, but I didn't. Dear Scott and Peter, I want to take a second to thank you all for all you do. Your information and honesty is refreshing. I love when Peter gets riled up. It's funny and passionate at the same time. And yes, I'm a Go Cleanse user. Over 3 years ago, I did a 90-day cleanse and I lost 75 pounds and I have kept it off. I now look and feel great. And the best part is my doctor visits are something not to dread anymore. Erica in Tennessee.
So. Well done, Erica. 75. Wow. That's a big one. And kept it off 3 years. There we go again, Peter. Do we ever hear this story?
Yeah.
Do we ever get sick of hearing this story?
Never.
Love it.
75 Love pounds it. Is a lot. Hey, I did get a question earlier today, and I didn't put it in the questions to ask you guys, but people wanted to know if, obviously, summer's just underway, how quick they would be able to get their product. Because we've had more than one person ask about it. If I order now, how cool can I get it? I've got something coming up at the end of the summer. I got a vacation, you know, that type of stuff.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we quote 3 to 5 days, but I mean, there's a lot of places in the country that are 2 days.
Oh, okay. That's not a problem at all.
You're quick. Boom. Yeah.
And trust me, I know how you people are. I know because I've been that. When you know that you're going to get started in 3 to 5 days, you're going to shove a bunch of stuff in your face for 3 to 5 days.
Yep. That's right. Probably a bad idea, though, but yeah. I'll tell you that.
I know.
Right, Scott?
Yeah.
No, it's not. Just do it. And if it takes 2 days, you're back on track. And heading for your 11, 30 day, 25 pound weight loss. So there you go. Simple.
Well, here's a little success story for me. I recently, I don't know what happened. Don't yell at me. I started to like pastries. I got this orange, like cinnamon swirl pastry in a coffee shop I didn't get it. Sherry got it. I took a bite of it and it was the best thing I'd ever eaten. And for a while there, I was eating one almost every day. And I felt like I was getting a little something, something. I weighed myself. I was maybe about 2 pounds heavier than normal. I just recently started a cleanse again. I decided I was going to do an 11 day, just power one. And within the first 4 days, as usual, I was down 6 pounds and I was like, I didn't think I had that to lose, to tell you the truth. Where's that other stuff coming from? Cause I'm not like Mr. You know, marathon runner or anything over here, but I didn't think I had that much to lose that fast.
Well, the body told you your body's going to decide what it needs to go, there. And it is surprising sometimes because I'm like 192, 193, somewhere in that range. Right. And sometimes I'll drop down to 187. Like, where the hell did that go? You know, that hasn't happened in a while and stuff, but your body decides what's in you to the toxins and everything else to get rid of. So all we're doing is giving you the products and the protocol to enable your body to decide what it needs to do. And believe me, our body, our whole body is very smart, right?
Yeah.
There. We got some smart stuff going on.
It's true, because Because you and I are the similar height, and it's like we both have the pretty much the same target weight. We must be, we just want to be sexy. That's all it is.
Yeah. Oh, there you go. Yeah. Why not?
Summertime.
Okay, here we go. This one comes from, let's see here. Okay, this comes from Kevin in Ponte Vedra Beach, Florida, my old stomping ground. It says, how does one know if they are obese? Is there a formula?
Peter, you know that one. It's a very
mostly based on your BMI, your body mass index. It's not 100% accurate, but here's something, Terry, that really throw people off. There's a new term now called normal weight obesity, based on what's called visceral obesity. So let me explain that to the listeners. What they're saying is that the way you look on the outside has absolutely zero to do with the way you look on the inside. So what they're referring to is we have two kinds of fat. The outer layer of fat is called adipose, or the technical name is subcutaneous, but adipose is good enough. But the other fat, the underneath fat that wraps around all of our organs, that's called visceral fat. That is the really dangerous fat that leads to heart attacks and all kinds of problems, okay? So just because in terms of obesity, you literally could be technically obese even though you don't think you are on the scale. But for the listener, look up BMI, body mass index, and they'll give you a formula and you'll be able to tell. It's pretty accurate. It's not 1,000,000% accurate because, like I said, now you got to understand this term just came up within the last year. And Scott, I remember the term a few years ago, skinny fat. Well, that's a whole different ballgame from this.
Use it all the time.
Right. But it's really technically now, Terry, normal weight obesity. Isn't that unbelievable? We're now at that point.
Yeah.
Where we have, but it's the visceral fat. I mean, this thing is completely out of control. And, you know, I've talked about it before. I believe 40, according to Dr. Robert Lustig at Stanford, he says the new statistics, 45% of the American population has non-alcoholic fatty liver disease. And in 1975, there wasn't one case. So 49 years ago, there was not one case. Now 45% of Americans have non-alcoholic. That's not from drinking, obviously, but it's so dangerous. Now, what's causing it? Basically, the number one cause is sugar. Well, the technical name for them are triglycerides. That's the sugar in your blood. We know this now. It's not up for debate. And the other thing that's causing it, of course, is what we've talked about before, the fact that we're storing these chemicals in our body that have a name. This is herbicides, pesticides. That's not what the name is. They call them obesogens. As a matter of fact, that's one of the things I was going to bring up today. There's a book that I kind of forgot about from a couple of years ago called The New American Diet by Perrin, who was the editor of Men's Health. And he said, listen to this, Terry. These obesogens are altering the function of our genes and reprogramming us to gain weight. Is that unbelievable? Oh, man. Is that just unbelievable?
That's sad.
It is.
Sick.
Do we have to fight everything in this life? You know?
Listen, I mean, it's like, don't shoot the messenger if you don't like the message. I'm just telling you what the science now says. But here's the good news. We know that Go Cleanse. Look, it's not an opinion. Here's what's so cool. We don't have to make claims. We don't have to give people opinions because we had the number one nutritional researcher in the world on talking about these medical studies that prove what was Go Cleanse doing, assisting the body in what? Removing the damn toxins from our body. How did they prove that? Blood, urine, stool, and fat analysis. No other diet has even touched this. So get back to the person before asking about how do I know when I'm obese, but also now it's coming around. This is a hell of a lot more than just fitting in your skinny jeans now. When we're talking about obesogens altering the function of our genes to reprogram us to gain weight, what the hell of celebrity endorsement is going to take? None of that shit, pardon my French, has ever touched the toxin. Hey, I'll tell you what you lose. You know what you lose on a diet? Lean muscle mass. It makes me so angry. I've got like 6 studies now on my desk showing that up to 40% of what people lose is lean muscle. Well, let me give you the big one, okay? And I can't get in trouble for this because it's in the New England Journal of Medicine, a 68-week study, Terry and Scott. 68 weeks. Guess what the weight loss was in 68 weeks, guys? 34 pounds. But right in the study, 40% of the weight loss was lean muscle mass. Take 40% of 34 pounds, it's about 14 pounds. But here's something I just learned. For every pound of lean muscle we lose, to regain that, it takes you 12 months.
Yeah.
Damn.
And Peter, you know the big point of that is the last thing you want to be losing as you age in any way, whether you're 20s going into your 30s, 30, whatever it is lean muscle mass, because that's what causes us later in life to we can't even hold up our frames anymore because right. we don't have that lean muscle mass. And you're correct. That is the toughest thing to regain is that lean muscle mass.
Does it shut off at a certain age? Can somebody 75 years old is listening.
They can regain it.
You can't.
They're going to have a hell of a tough time with regular food. And, you know, then well, we might as well talk about it right now, because in the studies, one of the things that was so shocking, if you remember, Terry, he talked about it, 80% women, 20% men, no one allowed to exercise because they didn't want to exercise. Then it would be, a diet and exercise. That's why they lost weight. It's not really even a weight loss program, okay? So what did they find? Well, in the studies, they proved men and women lost as much weight in 30 days as in 12 months of any diet. But instead of losing lean muscle, they gained 6 to 9% lean muscle, lost no water weight, reduced the visceral, that deadly fat, by 33%, shrank it. It doesn't leave you. Fat cells don't change. And here was the key. One of the core things that we have people ingest in the GoCleanse system are these specialized shakes. Now, what's the big deal? Well, the big deal is the only way the human body can make muscle is with one of 20 amino acids called leucine. Okay, that's clear. So, Terry, if you lift weights, do power, whatever you're doing, you can't make muscle, or you make very little muscle without leucine, okay? So when you eat a protein, steak, chicken, liver, fish, you get all 20 amino acids. But here's the downfall. In Europe, about 8 years ago, they developed a test where they could measure from 0 to 100 what percentage of the 20 amino acids were being used by our genes to remake us. Well, as it turns out, steak, liver, chicken, whatever, is about 30% absorption. The shakes that we're having people do, the absorption is 91%. That's why they built lean muscle with no exercise needed. Not that they're against exercise. They weren't.
Yeah, yeah.
But that's what's so remarkable about what, I mean, you know, I'm on social media and people come on, how is it possible to gain with no muscle mass? I mean, with no exercise. That's why. So we're not, you know, here's the cool thing about what I feel we do at GoCleanse, and I want to compliment Scott for that as well. We never give people our opinions. Because I'll tell you, as far as I'm concerned, my opinion shouldn't mean a damn thing to anybody. But what should matter is the science. We now have the irrefutable, that's the word I use, Terry, irrefutable medical science. It's a peer-reviewed human trial study. Nobody else has that. None of these other diets have peer-reviewed human trial studies that they did on their own. And the studies that were done, for example, you know this big trend now, time-restricted eating, okay? Journal of the American Medical Association, you know, where you don't eat for 16 hours and eat for 8, code word, lowering calories. Listen to this. In a 3-month study, this is almost, I'm going to laugh. In the study, people lost in 3 months, 2 to 3.5 pounds, but the majority of the weight loss was lean muscle. But Terry, can you imagine one of our contestants, Scott, what would we do if someone was on a contest and tried to win with 2 to 3.5 pounds in 3 months? What would happen?
We would be embarrassed. We would consider them the biggest loser of all time.
There you go.
And not in a good way.
But Terry, isn't that amazing?
Yeah, that's nuts. It really is.
And this is a real hot trend now. Many people are doing time-restricted eating. It's one of the most, and to back up what Scott was saying, just to add to it. See, the problem with losing lean muscle mass is your body reacts in a really negative way. Two things are the most unhealthy things that could ever happen. Number one, the body has to slow down our metabolism, but not just our metabolism. There's a specific metabolism that's called your basal metabolic rate. Well, that's what determines your weight. That's the amount of calories you burn when you're sleeping, resting, sitting at your desk, not when you're working out. But the more insidious, the more scary part, it also, the loss of lean muscle mass absolutely compromises our immune system. And hell, if we've learned anything in the last 4 years, our immune system is pretty damn valuable to us. So it's not just about fitting in your skinny damn jeans. It's about all these diets, Terry. Every one, people losing up to 40% of their lean muscle. What the hell? That's why they gain all the weight back.
Yeah.
Plus, they've compromised their immune system.
That's nuts.
Yeah, and that we talk about this a lot too. Why is it that people keep the weight off? Why is it so simple for folks to keep the with just a little bit of maintenance on it? Well, having the shakes, of course, everything, and cleansing once in a while. Once you get to your target weight,
exactly.
It's that basal metabolic rate there. We have not lowered that. We've actually increased a little bit. So when you are resting, when you are, and let's say, Terry, you're eating the cinnamon roll, donut, sweet things, or whatever.
Big deal.
Don't get me started again.
Yeah, they affected you. Right, yeah, they affected you, right? But if you didn't have and you didn't use the products, so your basal metabolic rate wasn't up like that, it might take you a month to get rid of that without using the shakes and using the system. Because, again, your body is going to defend it a lot better, even if you go out and enjoy yourself, which we want people to do. Live your damn life. Don't sit there and eat cucumbers for the rest of your life.
Nice. Well, as long as we're on this subject, let me share with you. So back to the New American Diet, they had one of the best quotes I've ever seen. And this is the essence of what makes Go Cleanse so different. Because it's not based on calories, it's based on nutritional density. I use the example, I mean, I just filled up my car in Denver, it's about $4 a gallon. That's true, but I'm making this up. Down the street, they're selling gas for $6 a gallon. I pull in and said, what the hell are you guys doing? They said, Peter, you don't understand. You can pay $4 and go 20 miles. You can pay $6 and go 100 miles. And that's what the Go Cleanse system really is about. But let me tell you about this quote. This is beautiful. They said, "The more nutrition the more nutrition that you consume, the fewer calories you want, and the more efficiently you burn the calories that you are consuming." There's your $6 a gallon gas.
Yeah.
What Go Cleanse is doing is enabling our. Well, the reason you're not hungry is because you never were hungry for calories in the first damn place. Only thing you were hungry for was nutrition. And now that, and you know, in one of the big studies where they compared what they did in the Go Cleanse protocols to the Mediterranean diet. Period. Mediterranean diet, number one diet 7 years in a row, U.S. News and World Report. You can look it up, okay? Because you know I don't make crap up, right? Well, in the Go Cleanse studies, the people consume more calories than they did in the Mediterranean diet. In the Mediterranean diet, it took them 8 months to lose 10.2 pounds. And we know in the study, I mean, of course, our result, I mean, come on, guys. If we had someone lose 10 pounds in 8 months, we'd be going, I'm looking for a new job.
Yeah,
I'm looking for a new job.
Yeah,
am I right, Scott?
Yeah, no doubt about it. Absolutely. So on a side note, guys, you know, I've been, like I said, I did the cleanse thing. And normally I always had to use the powder, you know, that you drink. I finally used some of the liquid stuff that I had. That liquid stuff tastes really good. That's a game changer for me.
Good.
Yeah, that's good stuff. So, yes. Peter, you're still doing talks, right?
Yes.
Okay. I would like to be your comedy writer. And just stay with me on this one, okay?
Okay, I can't wait.
You talked about your, you know, the blood and, you know, the urine samples and all that stuff a minute ago.
Mm-hmm.
I think you should lead with that and say, I went to the doctor and they asked me for a blood, urine, and stool sample, so I handed them my underwear. It's an icebreaker.
There you go. I love it.
You know, just as an icebreaker.
Oh my gosh.
All right, guys. Well, listen, that flew by once again. That was exactly. I can't believe this. Absolutely. That flew by.
We answered one question, or did we even answer?
Well, no, we covered a lot. I wrote it down. We talked about different types of obesity. We talked about the importance of lean muscle mass and what makes Go Cleanse so different. Those are the things that we hit on right there.
Okay.
Guys, if you'd like to order or you'd like to talk to one of their coaches, we even get into the coaching thing. They got those for you, too. And if you would like to do that, you could call the number listed on the explanation of today's podcast. It's very easy to click on that. Call them. It'll put you right in touch with them. If you have any specific questions about your own situation, they got you covered. And you know, if you want to order, right there. Get it done. They'll get it out to you as quickly as they can, and you could be, by the end of summer, you could be rocking the body you want to, and above all, just feeling a lot better. So guys, thank you very much. We'll talk to you next week for another Go Cleanse Health Conversation.
Thanks, Derek.